is episode number 2238 of the Who Cares News for Monday, June 27th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
On Friday, the judge in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard defecation trial finalized a verdict affirming that Amber Heard is to pay Mr. Depp $10,350,000.
No, my oldest son, he uses numbers like that. $350,000.
So $10,350,000. Because the $350,000
was supposed
like
a
to be
cap,
five,
wasn't it?
Yeah,
$5 million. But it
yeah,
was a
but
cap in California.
Virginia caps it.
Or Virginia, sorry. Why did I think this trial was in California? I know it was in Virginia.
I don't know.
I don't either.
You're out of touch.
I'm so out of touch.
So anyway, that was the five million, which was the $350,000. The punitive.
Yes.
And the other one is the
compensatory or
yeah, whatever.
Whatever. But he's got to pay her money, too.
Two million. That's all. Two million. For okay. something that his lawyer said.
Yeah.
So the judge also warned that Amber Heard is within her right to file an appeal.
Yeah, sure.
As she has vowed she will do so.
She will do.
However, she also has to put down a payment on the judgment of 6% per year.
Oh, wow.
To Johnny to have a right to appeal.
Ah, so she doesn't pay right up.
She has to pay the bond up front.
6% of $1.3 million.
So neither Amber nor Johnny were in court Friday. Their attorneys were, of course.
Of course.
The hearing lasted about half an hour.
Yeah.
And Johnny's rock star attorney, Camille Vasquez, was not present.
She was not?
No, she was in New York.
Oh, I guess she didn't need to be there. She could have sent any other flunky attorney from her firm.
She had just saved someone's help. She just helped save someone's life in an airplane.
Oh, is that what happened? Okay. Well, then she didn't. She had other things. Well, like Johnny's like in Norway now, I think.
Amber was busy
on the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie last week.
But that's already that ship sailed. I'm sure what Amber Heard was doing was probably figuring out different ways to coerce Elon Musk to pay for her appeal. I bet you dollar to donuts. Mm-hmm. That he'll be a part of her appeal if she
really
appeals.
You think they're that close?
No, I think that she wants him to think they're that close.
There was a thing
in a recording to where she was kind of admitted that they weren't that close.
Oh, man,
that he thought they were, and I bet you anything that she'll go. But
well, you know what,
Elon,
though? It couldn't happen to a nicer guy, really, than Elon Musk. Just saying. He just couldn't. I mean, it might, but it couldn't. Anyway.
So she will present Johnny and... So anyway, Camille Vasquez, she's going to be representing him in a separate case next month, stemming from a 2018 suit by a location manager.
Wow. Johnny's got all kinds of legal troubles.
This one will be like quick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think.
You think the jury will go like, oh, we find in favor of the good-looking man with the little accent over there. We don't know what kind of accent it is. I mean, I don't know what kind of accent it is either. It's kind of like, I don't know how he talks. It's just weird.
Well, I mean, he lived in France for a long time.
So what? So what? He can't have a regular California accent. He lives in Los Angeles, so.
You know what? If you go back and look at all the Johnny Depp interviews and stuff, it's not that much different. We all talk different.
My favorite Johnny Depp accent. Is that as of Captain Jack Sparrow? Okay, I'll just leave it at that.
Of course.
I'm good with that.
Natalie Portman says that when she was filming Thor, Love and Thunder.
Ah, yeah.
You know what? There's a trailer that you could, in the little things, you could just watch it.
I know.
In perpetuity.
I know. I'm at this point now.
I should put that as my
it.
Screensaver.
What?
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
With no shirt.
I don't know if he makes it through this movie or not. I mean, I don't know anything about it.
Well, he's bare-ass for part of it.
Oh, wow. Wow, thanks, Disney. Thanks a lot for that.
Natalie Portman says when she was filming Thor, Love and Thunder in Australia, she once spotted her co-star, Chris Hemsworth, attempting to pick up his kids during the after-school rush without being noticed.
How do you do that when you're Chris Hemsworth? Do you put on big floppy hat and glasses and a big frumpy shirt? What do you do?
Chris's kids, for a period of the shooting, and Natalie's kids, they went to the same school. Because your kids got to go to school.
Right. Yeah, yeah, I got that. Okay.
Now, she said that one day we ended up at school to pick up the kids at the same time, and I just felt so bad for him.
So he couldn't go unnoticed. Well, he's in Australia, too, which is where he lives.
Yes.
So a little bit, he's very well known over there, I would think. Yeah.
Oh, I think he's, yes, especially there, but I think he's well known.
I have a Chris Hemsworth story to tell. I do. I will interrupt this real quick. All about right. 5 years ago, Disney had Chris do the Christmas candlelight processional at Disneyland. Yes. And I was there, and he walked up to the podium in the middle of the day while we're all standing around the heat, you know, waiting for the thing to start. And he just held on a t-shirt. There's no mistaking he's Chris Hemsworth in a t-shirt, even from, you know, five blocks away like we were. I couldn't believe it. It's like, oh, because we didn't know it was going to be
Chris
him.
It's Chris Hemsworth in a t-shirt.
We didn't know it was going to be him. Because they never tell you who the celebrity is going to be at the candlelight.
Oh,
and so I got to tell you, Chris, hide behind the trees. Do whatever you're going to do. Everybody knows it's you.
Everybody knows. So
everybody knows it's you.
So to remain undetected, Natalie watched Chris. Actually, he did try to hide behind a tree until his kids arrived. He wasn't able to, probably
tree.
Because he was probably bigger than the tree.
Yeah, of course.
So given his fame, she said it felt like some weird sitcom of the superheroes at school pickup.
Ooh, a new plot line for The Incredibles. I like this.
So Natalie says she doesn't have the same problem. She can find plenty of camouflage with the other moms. She can put on a hat and sunglasses.
Yeah.
But for Chris, it's like a Greek god walking through.
I mean, she's beautiful and all, but she could probably, you know, dumb the appearance down pretty easily. And she's not tall, so she could just, like, slip in with a bunch of moms.
Yeah.
The other thing is that it's mostly moms who pick up kids at school. I'm not trying to say that'd be sexist, but that just seems to be the deal. So if you're a dad, you're already getting noticed, especially by the horny moms. So
I'm
just going to say they're out there, okay?
Oh, my
And if
gosh.
You look like Chris Hemsworth, don't tell me. Don't be sitting over there and being all, all Miss, I'm goody two-shoes. You do the same thing. You would do the same.
If Chris Hemsworth was, let's say I went with, let's see, me and my husband were walking up to go pick up the kids from school, and Chris Hemsworth appeared, I'd push my husband in the bushes.
Yeah, you would.
Bam, you'd just like that.
Right on him.
No. It'd be one of those, like, you know, very, very subtle, like, it's like, and there's Chris Hemsworth, and here I am, no husband.
With our apologies to Tally Berry.
I would have already pushed his wife in the bushes.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.